So I just came that day and I watched that scene. I looked, I said, no. There's something out of order. They said, what? I said, when we are being attacked as Christians, we don't know. So we changed the scene. And what did we do? Hot incantations, sacrifices, divinations, enchantment was going on one end. Then at the same time, on one part of the stage, this young man was shown that he just came back from other fellowship or class and he wanted to sleep. So he got to the room. As that man was doing all his, you know, just, and firing himself, the young boy just, he would just yawn, kick off one of the, you know, one of the shoes on his feet, sit down on the bed, and all this was going on, he would kick off the other one, and just like that, now, wow, come on, shit, that was all he did. He was just living normally, casually. And on the other side, as that man was doing what he was doing, after a while, the fire of heaven began to fall, and literally we set that place on fire. Scattered the whole place, killed the man, and this young man was never aware. Do you get the point? And the day of the drama, somebody said that, the part of it, he or she, I can't remember who now, enjoyed most, said to me was that last scene. That the guy was just going about his normal business and he did not even know the battles that were being fought and won on his behalf. That's how your life is. That's how your life is. I said that is how your life is. Every day, God is fighting on your behalf. Every day, he is winning. And he doesn't want you to spoil it by being afraid. So that's why he doesn't tell you too many things. And peradventure you hear, don't be alarmed as if, hey, bad thing won't happen. Bad thing was wanting to happen every day for the last 2 years. I hope you know that. Bad thing has been trying to happen to you for a long time. Sometimes we give testimonies to appear as if, once it began to happen, I began to shout, Jesus, and then my voice went out. And we are taking small of the glory. At least, I said, God, take 95%. This 5%, you'll give me, may I keep. What you don't realize is that most times that bad things try to happen, you were not even aware. And not just your Jesus is against your fear. It is not against the issue. The issue has already been tackled. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Yes, God is already watching over you like the apple of his eyes. The angels of God, they are surrounding you as you sit down there and they are delivering you all the time. Are you getting what I'm saying? The blood of Jesus has ensured that you are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus far above principalities and powers and any arrow that can be fired or any name that can be named. Are you getting my point? No matter what the evil that has been plotted against you is taken care of. A lot of times you shout, in the name of Jesus, it's because you have to quell your own fear. Those things tend to work a lot against your fear. It doesn't work for your protection. Your protection is guaranteed by the word of God. Jesus is doing it all the time. His angels are on full alert. They don't fall asleep. Do you get what I'm going to explain? It's important. Christians have to learn to live. You know, I say live free. You know, live free. Live relaxed. Stop casting out demons out of your, you know, you hear kuru at night. What is there? In Jesus' name. It's a joke my friends and I used to crack those days. If you hear something like, you know, the door opens, you didn't see anybody. Say, look, these angels, me and I did knock now. That was our own joke. No, that was our own joke. A door opens, something creeps through, you don't see anything. You say, what was that? Say, must be an angel. Maybe they're exchanging duties, something like that. We just call it like nothing happened. But people bred in fear. Hold my hand. Let's rebuke. Let's fight. Stand. No weapon. Why must it be a weapon? Why can't it be a blessing? Why must it be a weapon? Believe me, a child of God, most of the time, is a blessing. So if you hear kuru in your roof at night, just assume that it is the angels above, the ones taking the top area. Look, witches know where they go. You know, I've been saying it to you. They don't come near my house. The only power the devil tries to exert against you as a believer and me is one or two things. Number one, the temptation is number one. It's number one. The one he uses a lot is ignorance. Tries to keep you occupied with things that won't let you learn. That's it. But the one he uses directly is temptation. As the Bible says, don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't stand in the way of sinners. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Let your delight be in the word of God alone. Meditate in it day and night. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, so that you'll be able to observe to do all that is written therein. That way you make your way prosperous and you have good success. Temptation is all the devil can use against you. And the devil that tries to creep through the roof, is that a temptation? So don't worry, it's not the devil. If I hear Gideon on top of my roof, there are these birds that used to come and land on top of my roof. You know, it never crossed my mind that they were witches. You know, one day I prayed against them as birds. You know why? They would land and be crawling up and down. And the crew, 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 crew noise was very annoying. And I remember I prayed. I said, Lord, let your angels dislodge them. And they left. No fight. It's just I wanted to sleep. I don't want crew, crew, crew. They are not, even if they are bats and owls, it's okay. A black cat is not more devilish than a fine girl. I hope you know that. In fact, guys, ladies, close your ears. Let me talk to these young men. Black cats are more honest than a lot of fine girls on the road. There are more demons inhabiting some of these fine girls on the road than black cats. I hope you know that. I just want you to know. Old women in villages, they have fewer demons than fine girls in cities. Yes. All those old men in village, they don't lead any politician into iniquity, do they? They're in the village. The one that carries demons are the one with seducing spirits. The ones that are winks with the eye, according to the Bible. People often look for demons where demons don't stay. I hope you're getting what I'm saying. The owl doesn't have any witchcraft inside. It's just a bed. I love white people for that. If a white man see owl, you go bring camera. Chick, chick, chick. If a black man see owl, you go rebuke him. No. Christians must no. You must walk in liberty. Are you getting my point? What did I say? You must walk in liberty. You must walk in liberty. Let me say to you, this is the word of God. No evil will befall you.
Amen.
I said no evil will befall you.
Amen.
No plague will come near your dwelling place.
Amen.
Satan came up before the Lord. The Lord said that, have you considered my servant Job? He said, there's no need. You have put an edge around him. That is, there's a security fence around him, electrified, angelified, you know? You can electrify it. You can angelify it. Those ones, that the one around Job, they were angelified. Chariots of fire, round about, around him. That was Satan's testimony. He knew it. And let me say it to you again. The hedge of God is also around you. The hedge of God is also around you.
Amen.
Let me say one more time. The angelified security fence around of God is also around you.
Amen.
Therefore, there's no need to be afraid. Every crew, most of the crew, I hope you don't mind my new English there. You know, I have to invent these things once in a while to fit our situation. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So most of the crew around you, at night and at odd hours of the day, they are angels. They are bringing blessings. Do you get my point? If something passes, pum, you know, in your peripheral vision, it's not an evil spirit running away. It's the one you watch in the home video that's disturbing you, all right? It's not an evil spirit. It's an angel taking cover. Doesn't want you to know he's there. If your door opens and you hear, and it closes again, it's not a demon. If it's a spirit being, it's an angel. Demons don't come near your house. They don't like the place. Why do they want to come to a house where people are living in harmony? Why do they want to come to a house where you will start praising God now and they will start getting, you know, serious body itch? Why do you think they come to your house? They don't. So anoint your periphery against the blood-sucking demons. Why are you bothering? I think it's a sign of your fear. It's a sign of your Africanness, you get my point? Lack of liberation. I don't anoint my premises against witches. It's good. I've done it once. So I run my premises and declare the word of God. It's good. Go around, declare the word of God. The protection of God is upon here. Prosperity of God is here. It's a sign of faith. But not because no witches. Let me tell you. If you cross this fire line, maybe I did that long, long ago. If you cross this line, fire go burn you. Now I don't need to say it. You know why? They know it. We know it. They know I know they know it. And I know they know I know that they know it. So there's an agreement. So I know they don't bother. Let me say it to you again. The only thing Satan tempts you with, because that's how he follows Christians about, is temptation. He plants evil thoughts in your mind. Did you see the way he looked at you? Did you see? He's still angry about what happened 3 years ago. Oh, I love my wife. Amen? You know, such evil spirits can't stay in my wife's mind. In fact, they last longer with me. Because my wife said, come, did you wink at me because of what happened 3 years ago? She will ask you that. So the evil spirits, they've left her alone. I love that girl for that reason. She's not in town, traveled. I'm telling you, she doesn't waste time. If the evil spirit said to her, this is the way she winked at you, she hasn't forgotten, and she claims to be your friend, my wife will just call you, come, that wink just now, was it at me for anything that happened 3 years ago? That is the thing, can't stay. I said so. It's not possible. That's the end of it. That's where Satan jumps in from. One day my wife gave a testimony. Husbands, we're always doing some bad things once in a while. You understand? You know, it's not as if we are bad people, though, just that, you know, we don't always cooperate. Amen. You know, sometimes you just don't cooperate. You say, okay. So, I don't know what I did that day. I can't even remember. But she said something. Which is testimony about it. So, things started going through her mind. That's how I did like this the other day. That's how I did like this the other day. He said, it had played for like 5 minutes. Then she woke up and said, Eshu, that is Satan, you have come. I said, no, I love my husband. He's a good man. He's a good father. He's an anointed preacher. She started saying all those things. That's Satan. I said, get away, I'm just playing with you. That's how Satan responds. And she gave a testimony. That she just said, what is going on here? No. That's the only place Satan comes to. He wants to talk to you. Go and look at Garden of Eden. He says, okay, demons. Oh, yeah, block that side. We are going to burn this place today. Let them cast us out. Let us see. No. He went to Eve. Good evening, ma. Are you busy? And Eve made the mistake. Said, sit down, feel free. But I mean, she didn't know. Like I said, I think she did not know. I think Eve did not know, just by the way. Eve didn't know. Eve did not know he was a devil. The Bible said that he can appear like an angel of light. So I think he appeared to Eve like one of those friends that used to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and follow God into the garden when he will come. So he just said, good evening, ma. Oh, how are you doing? I'm fine, ma. Can I sit down? Oh, you must be tired. Look tired. Sit down. Thank you very much. Like a drink? He said, yes, ma. Has God really said? In the course of discussion. How do you handle this? My husband Adam said that we do like that. Say, that fruit. What does it taste like? That one? No. Why no? We don't go near it. Why not? My husband said that God doesn't like us going to say, has God really said you shouldn't eat any of this fruit? He said, no, I didn't say so. Now, not be juice I give you. Now, not be fruit we make them from. I said, just this one. Why? He said, because the day we eat it, we shall surely die. Madam, why are you talking like this? Do I look dead to you? No. I've eaten it before. Are you serious? Yes. When you eat it, it just appears as if you were in darkness before. Boom! You begin to see everything. You know, okay, how did your husband know how to do this? Said God taught him. Fine. If you eat this, you won't need anybody to teach you anything. You will be like God. You will know what is right, what is wrong. You'll be able to discern what is right. I mean, just make up your mind. Are you sure? Oh, do I look dead to you? No, I tell you, I'm telling you, I've eaten it before. I'm talking from experience, madam. Okay, just try this. Listen to me. That's all Satan does. if he had the power we thought he had, he wouldn't be doing that much talking. I told my wife something. We're discussing about some issues in the house. You know, I said, no, children do things wrong, and you know, there's one young woman who stays with us, you know, did something once. What she did was very annoying. I told my wife, but that's not what annoyed me, because you don't know. I said, God gave obedience as a safeguard against ignorance. That is, God knows you don't know everything, so he gives obedience. That is, just obey what you are told, and you don't have to know everything. As time goes on, you will be learning. Until you have learned, until I have given you that freedom, just obey what you are told. That is, all Eve needed to do was to say, everything you have said makes a lot of sense. In fact, I will discuss with my husband when he comes. But the last instruction given was that we should not eat. He said, but you won't die. Dying is not my problem. I don't mind dying, actually. The issue is that they said, don't eat. If there's another way of killing me, go ahead. But that one, I will not eat. Obedience is the safeguard that God has given you against ignorance. Because there are many things you don't know. There are many things you don't know. Why did I go into that? I'm not talking detail about it. Just to let you know that that's all Satan does. He comes around, tries to make you disobey the word of God. He can't crawl into your premises and try and kill you. He can't. What did I say? He can't. What did I say? I didn't hear you.
He can't.
He can't. It doesn't have that power. The only power he exerts consciously against the believer is the power of temptation. Is the power of temptation. The only way Satan gets a road into people's lives is through temptation. Don't be afraid of witches that fly by night. Don't be afraid. That's why Jesus said, pray like this. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from doing evil. I used to think that he said, deliver us from evil. Let evil not come upon us. That was not what he said. He said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from doing evil. It is when we do evil that we open the door for the devil. That's it. That is it. It's when we do evil that we open the door for the devil. That's it. That's why. So if you must wake up and pray against the devil, don't pray against the devil that's going after my money. The devil that's going after my money has been going after my money before my great-grandfather was born. So if you're alive today and you ever saw money in your pocket, the devil couldn't get that one. So leave him. You want to pray? Saying, this is my business, Lord. Let me not cheat anybody. Let me not walk covetously. Let me not be one that accepts bribe, either covertly or overtly. Let me not be one that perverts justice. That's what you should be praying. That's a deliver us from evil. That's what you need. I hope you're following what I'm going to explain. There's no reason on earth where a Christian should hear, remember my English, kru-kru. Any kru-kru around his life and should be afraid of Satan. Be pouring the blood of Jesus anyhow. You know, thank God that the thing doesn't finish. You know, God don't say the thing don't finish. We thank God that it doesn't finish. But if it was finishable, my brethren in Nigeria these days will have finished it. You talk to a sinner and say, the blood of Jesus. Even so, blood, everything, blood of Jesus. They want to pour it. In fact, the one that amazed me, they now pour it on the road. Let's pour it on the road from here to Lagos. 600 kilometers. Thank God it doesn't finish. Because if it was finishing, nobody would be saved now. Because those were saved before they finished everything. But thank God it doesn't finish. Amen? Amen. Yeah, it cannot finish. They have used it anyhow. You know what they call abuse? I think I should preach a message titled Abuse of the Blood. I'll call the message NAFDAC and Imprisonment. Drug abuse. You know they call drug abuse? If you misuse a drug without prescription or not in line with what it was intended for. Nobody abuse be that. That is drug abuse. So we'll call it the message blood abuse. Yeah, that's the summary. Blood abuse. You announce it on radio. We are doing a seminar on blood. You know some people will come down and say, yes, we are going to finish all our enemies. They won't know that I'm plotting against them. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. You know, what I wanted to do today, I'm not, you know, as I wanted to start talking about what? How faith works in prayer. All right, I hope I said something about that. I don't know, but I hope you're blessed today, Sha. I hope you're blessed today. But see, it's important to understand that. Don't sow seeds of fear in your life. Don't. Now, okay, I started all of this by trying to explain a principle that we must follow divine order. Yes, that's where I started from. And there are things that God doesn't expect us to pray about. There are things we don't start wasting our time about. That's what I was just talking about when I now went all this way and the time finished on me. So maybe next time I come back, I will begin again to talk about how faith works in prayer. All right, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Let's rise to our feet quickly. I want us to just, we have a few minutes. Sometimes we overshoot. So today that we are not overshooting in time, I don't think we shouldn't make it this point that we must finish the time. You know, we have this book of incantations of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Remember, there is a book of incantations of the Lord. You know, for those who do not know, let me say it again. If you are in a cult here, say amen.
Amen.
All of you know. If you are the original occultist, say amen.
Amen.
If you have been initiated into the thickest of the thick cloths with the thickest of the blood available, say amen.
Amen.
If you are amongst those that drink blood, say amen.
Amen.
Uh-uh. If you are amongst those that eat human flesh, say amen.
Amen.
If you go beyond eating human flesh, you even eat godly flesh, say amen.
Amen.
So you see, you are the original occultist. Turn to your neighbor, shake the hand, say, congratulations, fellow occultist. That you are in the real cult. Not all those, you know, there are some stupid, small, small, weak, weak cults like Ogboni. They say they, you know, you know, in Western Nigeria, they have what they call the Reformed Ogboni Fraternity. They now have the Aboriginal, the original Ogboni Fraternity. Whether it is the original or the Reformed is weak. Amen?
Amen.
They are inferior. If anybody wants to drink blood, they drink blood of animals or sinners. No, we so. We drink blood, don't we? Not of animals, not of sinners, but the precious blood of Jesus unstained. That is what we drink. And Jesus said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life in you. If you have life in you, say amen.
Amen.
That means you ate the flesh and you drank the blood. Every cult, they have their words. I like the way they say it in Yoruba. They call it Odu. You know, yeah, the expression when young girls, the expressions you hear. When a man will talk, say, Odu. What does that mean? Odu means that deep. The thing dead inside, Ijinle, that one is deep. You know, they have it. Only the initiated understands those words. Except you are initiated. They don't make sense to you. Are you getting my point? The word of God is the Odu of God. Amen?
Amen.
The word of God, that is their utterances, things spoken from ages past. They may look like ordinary words, but listen to me, they are coded. They are deep. Only those who ate the flesh and drank the blood, who gave their life in exchange, say, God, take, let me have the life of Christ in me. They are the ones that can utter them. And every man in the cult, every woman in the cult, don't just go around the day recklessly. You always utter. They call them incantations. They call them incantations. Life doesn't just respond because you want it to respond. It responds because you tell it to respond. The words with which cult people used to tell things to happen is called incantations. Your Bible is the book of incantations of the Lord. You know, God has done me a great favor in life. He has taught me a lot of things. Some people, they don't know, say, these cult people, it doesn't mean anything. It means a lot if you understand. It is just that we are in a higher and deeper one. When those guys catch people who are inferior to them, they fry them. I hope you know that. Witches actually kill people. You think it's a joke? Oh, in case you do not know, witches kill people, though. Occultists, they kill people. I have authentic testimonies. You know, when you talk about this, it's African. No, many of them from white people. Derek Prince said, listen, as a as a missionary in Kenya, two elders in the church, I'm sure they are unbelievers. You know, I told you that a lot of unbelievers go to church. You understand? In a church, they were quarreling. One went to a native doctor that injured that man for me. That man said, ah, why should I have to injure him? Let me just kill him. The next day, the man dies. So that one came crying to the recruit and said, I have killed somebody. What happened? I told the native man to just injure him small. He killed him. So this is not like just Africans confusing themselves. White men came, they saw. Say, my God. John G. Lake said he had one chief in South Africa said to his boys, don't worry, next Sunday we'll set that man on fire. You know, he was very inquisitive. What's going on? So he went to the other man's house on Sunday to go and greet him to see what it would be like for a man to be on fire. He knew the time they fixed for cooking this man. So he was riding along with the man. They were on horses. The man was going around his farm. He was riding along, watching the man. So after a while, the man started getting tired. His body began to get hot. He was sweating profusely. He was getting so tired, he came down from the horse. He laid down. Ah! He said he looked and told the boys, his friend, his guys, something's going on here. They now gathered around the man and broke the power of the devil. That man recovered. What we are just saying is that if you're a child of God, they can't. And that's what I'm saying. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in them. That when they raise up accusations against you, the blood of Jesus speaks in your favor. He ever lives, we are talking about it on Saturday now, what Jesus did for you. He ever lives to make intercession for you. It's not how I'll talk about it. That's why you must sow seeds of mercy and sow seeds of intercession. Forgive people. Because one of the ways by which you make sure that Jesus can't help you is when you are yourself, you're a slave master. You want everybody that has done you evil to die. What am I trying to explain? We are just in a superior cult. That's what we are talking about. And our cult is open to everybody. You don't have to kill your son to enter or kill yourself. Somebody has already died and said, if you will believe, enter. We have the book of the Mysterion, that is the book of the mysteries of God. It's called the scriptures. You can't decode them unless he washes your eyes with his blood. But being diligent members of the cult of Christ, we also do our work of uttering the mysteries of God and uttering the incantations of God. That's how we used to preserve our lives. As I know, if you like, gather all the altars in Nigeria, the one Haiti, go to Haiti, raise up 1,000 zombies against me. They'll just die again. Why? Because the power that is keeping me alive is the same one that raised Jesus from the dead. If you believe that's your portion, shout a loud amen. Our time don't go, but let's repeat, say, the Lord is my shepherd. These are the incantations, so you are declaring things. It's not just recitations. You are declaring things into the air. Say, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want. Say, I am not afraid of economic downturn.
I am not afraid of economic downturn.
Say, because God is blessing me,
my needs are supplied.
Say, I follow after righteousness, and all things are added to me. The Lord is with me. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside quiet waters.
He restores my soul.
I am not confused.
I have a sound mind. He guides me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake. My steps are ordered by the Lord.
I am led by his spirit.
I walk in the will of God.
God.
You know, when that evil spirit said to Derek Prince dead, he said, I see in a red car, crashed around the tree. The man said, that is the devil's plan, and I don't walk in the devil's plan. It's not about praying. The devil has his plan for my life. I'm not walking in it. Somebody can dream and say, Pastor Parker, I heard you died next year. I said, don't worry, I'll call you the year after. Why? That's the devil's plan. I'm not walking in the devil's plan. You are not walking the devil's plan.
Amen.
You are walking in the will of God.
Amen.
Say it, I am walking in the will of God.
I am walking in the will of God.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I fear no evil.
For the Lord is with me.
For the
Say, he prepares the table before me
in the presence of my enemies.
He has anointed my head with oil.
That means I have divine enablement
to fulfill God's assignment for my life.
You know, he said he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
I don't know why people are always pursuing their enemies. Yeah. Stay there, watch. Are you getting my point? Yes,
sir. They will be there, they will see.
Say it, my life is not an accident.
My life is not an accident.
I was born on purpose
to fulfill the will of God for my life.
And I'm walking in that will.
I have all that I need
to do everything God wants me to do.
All my needs are supplied.
I have enough to meet today's needs.
Let's stop here. Say, surely.
This will be our grace.
Surely.
Goodness.
Mercies.
They follow me.
All the days of my life.
And I dwell in the house of the Lord.
Forever and ever.
Just wave your hands and say, Father, I thank you. Just give him thanks.
It is well with you in the name of Jesus Christ.
I said it is well with you in the name of Jesus Christ.
When you get home, put your hand on your door.
When you get to work tomorrow, put your hand on your desk.
You go to school, put your hand on your books and say to it, the home, the book, the car, whatever, say, peace be upon you.
And I declare to you that the peace of God will rest there in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, peace is not just there's no trouble. That is one part of it. Peace is the power, the tangible power of God that solves problems.
Peace is the tangible power of God that solves problems.
That's why it is possible for somebody to give it and to take it.
You know, Jesus said it like this. When you get there, say to them, peace be upon this home.
He said, if a man of peace is there, your peace will rest there.
But if there's none, it will return to you. That means it's a tangible substance.
It's not just the absence of troubles. It's the power of God that solves problems.
Therefore, I say to you, peace be upon you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That word will heal your sickness.
Amen.
When you get home and you say, peace be upon this home, people in that house, they will be healed.
Amen.
Your loved one in that house will be healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.